Command number 119. Practice my words. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus urges obedience to his commands in many ways and with a great variety of words, phrases, metaphors, and parables. Concluding the Sermon on the Mount of Matthew 5:7, he uses the familiar image of two men, one who has built his house on a rock, the other who built his house on sand. Only the house with a secure foundation was able to stand firm when the flood came. The wise builder, Jesus said, was the man who not only hears, but does his words. The Greek poeo, do, has been rendered many ways by biblical translators. The King James and Revised Standard have it, and does them. Many translate it, and acts upon them. Still others, like the NIV quoted above, have it, practice them, or, and puts them into practice. J.B. Phillips and Ken Taylor render the Greek differently for the wise and foolish man. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not follow them. Phillips. All who listen to my instructions and follow them, but those who hear my instructions and ignore them. L.B. The many instances where forms of poeo occur in the New Testament add still more to the above breadth of meaning by their varied shades of meaning. Continue, observe, perform, fulfill, keep by habit, commit, abide. Without getting lost in the translations of a single word of text, this variety illustrates that the do Jesus always associates with the hearing of his words is much more than the simple word it appears. It is an all-encompassing, life-ruling do. Upon what we do in relation to the words of Jesus, the house of our life literally stands or falls. It is the do of wisdom, the do of discipleship, the do of obedience, the do of constancy, the do of habit, the do of goodness, the do of love, the do of a life well lived. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, Second Series, The Truth in Jesus. To hold a thing with the intellect is not to believe it. A man's real belief is that which he lives by. Supposing your theories right, and containing all that is to be believed, yet those theories are not what makes you Christians, if Christians indeed you are. On the contrary, they are, with not a few of you, just what keeps you from being Christians. No opinion, I repeat, is Christianity. Do you ask, what is faith in him? I answer, believing of your way, your objects, yourself, and the taking of his and him, and doing as he tells you. I can find no words strong enough to serve for the weight of this necessity, this obedience. It is the one terrible heresy of the church that it has always been presenting something else than obedience as faith in Christ. Ask yourself whether you have this day done one thing because he said, do it, or once abstained because he said, do not do it. It is simply absurd to say you believe if you do not anything he tells you. O fools and slow of heart, if you do not set yourselves to do his words, you but build your houses on the sand. What have such teachers not to answer for who have turned your regard away from the direct words of the Lord Himself to contemplate plans of salvation tortured out of the words of His apostles. There is but one plan of salvation, and that is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, to take Him for what He is, our Master, and His words as if He meant them, which assuredly He did. To do His words is to enter into vital relation with Him. To obey Him is the only way to be one with Him. The relation between Him and us is an absolute one. It can nohow begin to live but in obedience. It is obedience. What have you done this day because it was the will of Christ? Have you dismissed an anxious thought for the morrow? Have you ministered to any needy soul or body and kept your right hand from knowing what your left hand did? Did you set yourself to judge righteous judgment? Have you forgiven your enemy? Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Have you given to someone that asked of you? Tell me something that you have done, are doing, or are trying to do because He told you. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to practice His words. Only so will I grow into your obedient son or daughter. Only so will I understand your ways. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.